First and foremost, I'm sure you understand, is this moment-to-moment relating to the body. This is our primal relationship. For better or worse, until death do us part, we are literally the mind, the heart is married to the experience of the body, the experiencing of the body. So what kind of relationship, or how rather, is the mind, is the heart relating now to the body? Characterized by qualities of acceptance and patience, or characterized by qualities of reactivity and resistance, denial. So this basic, fundamental pattern, I guess we'd say, of the mind that knows, the sensitive heart, knowing, being sensitive to this embodied experience. And understanding that it's not so much that the mind has a relationship with the body, as much as it is that the mind or the heart, moment to moment to moment, is relating to the body. It's very dynamic. So in this dynamic way of relating to the experience of the body, is there any way to improve the way of relating? To allow it to become a more and more beautiful way of relating to the body, the experience of the body, so why not, during this 25-minute sit, why not aspire to uncovering a very wise, a very skillful and beautiful way of relating to the body, to the breath in the body, to the experience of hearing and seeing, and also relating well, relating wisely in a loving way to all the mental activity as well. What would be the harm in this kind of aspiration? To uncover or discover a beautiful way of relating, a way of relating that's healing and enlivening, leading onwards toward more ease in the body and mind. And of course, because of habit, the force of momentum, we'll try all kinds of things that we've tried before, like trying too hard or giving up, not thinking it's possible to uncover or set in motion a beautiful, healing way of being, way of relating to the body, to the moment. But it's this particular training, the training in how the mind relates, the relationship the mind has with the present moment. It's really skillful to, for the heart, for the mind to apply itself, to show up and to learn how to do this in a beautiful way. For example, how in a very real, authentic way, how to bring in the quality of kindness. Could be as simple as relaxing the heart or this inner sense of a smile. This deep, resonant understanding that it doesn't help being averse or being tight. So we allow the heart to relax, allow the mind to be actually interested in an ongoing way. With the experience of sitting, the experience of breathing in the body. Having the sense that every other relationship we have in our life is somehow affected or is somehow an expression of the relationship we have with the present moment now. So if we want to get along better with our partner or friend or our boss, let's train right now with the way the heart is relating to the sensations in the body. Does it know how to show up, to be intimate, be interested, to be kind and accepting. To not forget, to not space out. Is the way the mind is relating to the body, does it have integrity and some depth and some continuity? Or is it superficial? Knowing the body because we think we're supposed to, we have to. As if there were a wise and kind voice speaking to the body, saying something like, "You belong. These sensations are okay. They belong here and now." It's okay the way it is now. It's okay. Of course, some of the conditions in the present moment, like sensations, may not change, but the way the mind is relating can definitely change. The mind can relate in ways that are unskillful, causing mental stress and reactivity, or the mind can relate, the heart can relate in a loving and wise and beautiful way. It's just a matter of being interested and practicing. We'll continue in silence for a while now. at any point, let the attention begin to notice the heart and how the mind, how the heart itself is relating to the heart. So the heart is a place that feels happy, feels unhappy, feels numb, feels uneasy or restless. So how is the mind relating to this basic sensitivity of the heart, how the heart feels? If it's unaware, then that's a particular way of relating, like being in denial, being disconnected. All day long, the mind, the heart is relating to the heart. And the question is, what is that relationship like? Could have the quality of struggle or judgment or denial. Or is it a way of relating that's very wise and kind, understanding? Understanding that, of course, the heart's like this now. The feeling in the heart, the tone of the heart is like this now, of course. This belongs. And for the last 3 or 4 minutes, one of the rules, basic rules of friendship, is to be able to keep our friend in mind, not to forget him or her. So let's see if this can be true with the heart. Feeling the sensitive heart, the feeling heart. And for a few minutes, practice not forgetting, staying close, being intimate.